So, as usual, we begin the show with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and each of us picks a song that we have not been able to get out of our heads over the last month. And Vicky, why don't we start things off with your pick?
Well, this was an easy one for me, you guys, because this is a band that I enjoy every time they make a record, because they take country music and psych music and put it together. That's very reminiscent of the Byrds and kind of days of yore. The name of the band is The Sadies, and they're featuring Kurt Vile on this song. So no way could I resist. It's called It's Easy Like Walking.
My left hand's got a permanent air guitar tick, but don't confuse it with a crutch, 'cause I like it a lot. Hey, little one up there, just playing possum. Wake up to smoke 'em once you got 'em. You can say my hands got fancy footwork, dancing up and down my fret neck, like playing guitar with your brother, like planting one foot in front of the other. It's easy like walking. Easy like walking, easy like walking, easy like walking, it's easy like walking.
So the Sadies are two brothers and their band, Dallas and Travis Good. They have been the backup band for Nico Case for many years. They work with John Spencer as Heavy Trash.
Oh, nice.
They've worked with John Doe, and they like to collaborate. They do that a lot with the Blue Rodeo. And you bring Kurt Vile into it, who was the former lead guitar player for the War on Drugs, multi-instrumentalist. And he brings that kind of Pavement, Tom Petty sort of vibe to it. And then I even hear 80s touches, you know, things that remind me of The Cure or remind me of just those little ding things that they used to put in songs. Mix it all up, and this song is like an earworm extreme.
This is the second time you've picked a Kurt Vile release for your favorite on Air Check.
Well, I picked Kurt Vile in and of himself, right. But this is just him on vocals.
Right, this but it's a repeat performance for you.
Because
there's
something
about Kurt that you like. And
I love him.
And you go back to.
Yeah, I really don't blame you, Vicky. The thing that's amazing to me about Kurt Vile is that he's managed to sort of revive a deeply unhip sound. You know, like taking this kind of soft rock 70s, like, you know, sometimes Tom Petty's a good one. Not that these guys aren't hip, but it's sort of a...
They hit a comfort zone sometimes that can be unmined for anything else.
Right, exactly. And he just has such an ear for great melodies and can write a pop tune that just sticks with you like nothing else.
Yeah, it takes all those 90s guys like... maybe Dinosaur Jr. and Pavement, I think of a lot. And it's like if they had a baby with Tom Petty, you would have this. You'd have this. And the Sadies just rocking away like the working band that they are.
Jeff, I think you're up next.
I have chosen an artist who's... This guy is really prolific. He's put out 16 studio albums. And before his solo career, he put out 3 studio albums with a band called Whiskey Town. He just put out his second album within 6-9 months. It's called Prisoner, and it's Ryan Adams.
Midnight coming, I can feel it in the air. Hear your own voice, run your fingers through my hair. I reach out for your hand, but I know it isn't there. Pick up my phone and shiver and stare. Morning coming early, every day. I can barely
asleep. I've been lying here awake. I close my eyes, I see you with some guy, laughing like you never even knew I was alive.
Ryan Adams just really speaks to me. If you've ever been on the losing side of love and pined for someone that's moved away from you, not by your choice, this guy's music just really strikes a chord. And I think he's such a wonderfully melancholy musician. I just identify with the guy incredibly.
You know, I'm a big Ryan Adams fan myself, and he does his own production now, and I really love the way he builds this particular song. And it also put me in mind of some of the lonely Bruce Springsteen, I'm on fire kind of vibe. Same thing, you know, it's just full of longing and sadness, and a very, very very spare kind of production that just lets you fill in your own spaces.
There's only one song that I could do without on this, and it's called Breakdown. And it's just a little too obvious, you know. But everything else has this wonderful, these wonderful landscapes of melancholy and mourning, you know. Love it. I think it's just brilliant. I'm a little worried about him.
He'll get over it.
Sad.
Well, you know, this is a big breakup. Yeah. He'll get past it.
Yeah. He's making the sadness work for him.
Cashing the checks.
That's right.
That helps.
Good pick, Jeff. Good pick.
All right, Jake, you're up next.
This is a new release. It just came out today. It's Friday the 24th as we're sitting here in the studio, and this just dropped. But it's been an album that's kind of been anticipated for a while. The album is called Infinite Worlds, and it's an artist called Vagabond out of Brooklyn, New York. This song is the first track on that album. It's called The Embers.
I feel so small. My feet can barely touch the floor. On the bus where everybody is tall.
Vagabond, it's the stage name of Leticia Tamko. She's was born and raised in Cameroon and moved to New York City in high school, I think, and has made her way in the DIY scene there. And I just love the sound of this. It's really got a lot of different ingredients to it. This raw vocal quality, the kind of energy of that sort of building guitar sound. She's kind of been associated with like the kind of freak folk scene, but also this sort of punk sound. And I think it's just really satisfying to me. I love this song.
The two things I noticed right off the top of the bat is, you know, that whole kind of loud, soft dynamic, which I always love. And there's a property to her voice that definitely makes me think of early Bjork, which I you know, caught my ear then. It catches my ear now.
There's a little trickery, you know. You get this really sort of sweet, sort of voice to start with, and then it gets kind of demonic or something, and the instrumentation behind it gets crunchy, and I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I gotta ask, Jake, how did you find out about Vagabond day of dropping the CD?
You know what? I actually found out about it via our friends at NPR Music, and it's always fun to kind of catch an artist right as they're
breaking. Yeah.
Right as they're breaking.
That concludes this edition of the Musical Roundtable. You're listening to Aircheck on 91.5 KRCC.